Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text today is from our gospel reading, John 1:14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the Word of God. Please be seated. Dear friend in Christ Jesus, have you noticed that at midnight, like John mentioned earlier, 12:01 a.m. after Christmas, most of the radio stations went back to their regular programming of contemporary popular music. The very minute Christmas was over, the station stopped playing Christmas music. It is as no more Christmas. If you pay close attention to some of the shops or the area mall or some of the store, have already taken down all their Christmas decorations. All the light, the tree, greenery, and music were gone. It makes you wonder, did something coming at midnight and taking everything down as if some disgrace to celebrating Christmas after Christmas Day had ended? You see, the illustration I just gave you is a different how the world celebrates Christmas. For this world, Christmas is the 30th day shopping spree that must end precisely at midnight, December 26th. All the talk about peace on earth, goodwill to man, is quickly forgotten and is back to reality. So how is a Christian celebrate Christmas? For Christian, however, it is different, or at least supposed to be. Christmas for us is primarily a celebration of Christ's birth. This celebration doesn't end at the close of Christmas Day. Peace on earth, goodwill to men is not forgotten. Rather, they become a way of life. And Christ himself is the reality that lives in us for the rest of the year. As Christians, we celebrate Christmas all year long. At first, it may sound strange. After all, don't we take down the Christmas and decoration and stop singing Christmas carols? Doesn't life move on to other things about Christian holiday? Yes, it does, but there's a difference. You see, as Christians, we keep celebrating the gift of a Savior throughout the new year. This gift is just not one day thing that used up and gone like a piece of Christmas candy. Christmas lasts because Christ lasts. Jesus promised his disciple, "I am with you always to the end of the ages." In the book of Revelation, you see, Jesus said, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." Before he was born, the prophet Micah said that his origin was from ancient time. Christmas lasts more than just a day because himself is eternal, and he lived with us throughout the year. Because Christ is eternal, the forgiveness and mercy he brings are eternal as well. We enjoy his grace all year long. You see, by nature, we are all sinful in God's sight. As you look back in 2019, we can easily see our failures and our shortcomings. We know that we deserve God's condemnation and punishment, but Christ brings us the eternal mercy of God, a supply of forgiveness that can never be exhausted. King David, one of Jesus' ancestors, understood the everlasting mercy of the Messiah when he said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endure forever." We celebrate Christmas all year long because we know that our sins are forgiven all year long. Christ is eternal, and he also brings us eternal life. You see, we don't like to think about, but our Christmas are numbered. Some of us will not be here to celebrate Christmas next year or in a couple of years. But the eternal Son of God promises eternal Christmas celebration for those who receive Him as their Savior. That tiny infant who would one day be crucified to take away our sins would also conquer death by His resurrection from the dead. Those who won't celebrate Christmas here next year will celebrate with Christ Himself. How else do we celebrate Christmas all year long? We have Christmas every day because we worship Jesus Christ. Our gospel lesson writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God." You see, He is our God, and what made us not want to worship Him? Too many Christians have too many excuses for not worshiping Jesus. When Jesus was born, the shepherd and the Magi came to worship Jesus. Luke writes what the shepherd said after the angel visited them. He writes, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." The word, "Let us go." They said, and Luke writes that they went with haste. Another word is they went quickly to see Christ. Like the shepherd, we could find excuses for not worshiping Christ. We could say it's too early to go to church, it's too late to go to church, it's too hot, it's too cold, we had too much work to do. But instead, we should have the attitude of the shepherd, "Let us go." Imagine that you have won some of those clothes today that you have received for Christmas. When you receive a gift, you wanted to make use of it. You see, that's the way with Christ. God's gift to us. We can enjoy Him all year round by coming to worship Him. Christ also lasts all year long because of the changes Christmas brings. The shepherd went to Bethlehem and saw the Messiah with their own eyes. What do you think they said the next day? "Well, Christmas is over. It's time to forget about next year." Of course not. Christmas changed their life. How could they ever forget what they were so privileged to see and hear? Scripture writes, "The shepherd returned glorified and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told." You see, it was the same with Mary, the mother of Jesus. Luke writes that Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. She treasured the message of the angel Gabriel, the visit from the shepherd, and later the wise man from the east. The things she heard and saw made her realize that she was blessed among women. Christmas changed her. Her life would be different from now on, and because the Son, she was also born her Savior. Christmas also changed us as well. How could we hear how God gave His only Son to us at Christmas and not be changed? How could we know that God looked upon us not in anger, but with mercy, and sent His Son to take away our sin? How could that not change us? And this change that Christ brings is lasting, something that we can daily treasure in our heart, knowing that we have a Savior. Again, the Apostle John writes, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen His glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, came in the flesh to save the world. We celebrate Christmas all year long by proclaiming what God has done for us. After Christmas, like little wise girl, all the children could not wait to tell their friends about the gift they got. Like the shepherd, they can't wait to tell others about the Savior. Luke writes, "And they saw it, they made known the saying that they had been told concerning this child, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherd told them." After hearing about this great gift, they went out and told others. Even after they returned to their home and their field, they still glorify and praise God for the Christ child. For the shepherd Christmas did not end at Bethlehem. This was the beginning. Again, some of you probably already took down Christmas tree, packed away all the decoration, maybe finished off some of those candy and cookies. But remember that the real substance of Christ, the birth of Jesus, remains. Christmas for us should be the beginning. We are just a few days before the new year begins. The love and joy that Christmas brings and high starting point for the day to come. Like the shepherd, we can also speak of the Christ child, proclaim the wonder of his love. As the Apostle John writes, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Every time we speak of the name of Christ, Christmas comes again and again and again and again. It began with Christ. This is why we celebrate Christmas all year long. Amen. And may the peace of God which passes all understanding keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.